In 1944, in early 1944, it must have been about January, they were launching these Phoenix caissons as they reached the end of the production line, you know, and they would slide them down a sort of slipway, which they covered in grease. And they were hauling them along with these great big winches, and when they got to the end, they released them and they slid down into the water at high tide. Well, one of these, apparently, I wasn't there, obviously we weren't allowed to be there, but I was told immediately afterwards that one of these got free and got out of control, and it went right through one of the link spans of the jetty, the first link span. And of course, this was at a very critical time, running up to D-Day and early 44. And so they replaced it all with scaffolding. There's a photograph, one photograph, of a, perhaps I should say first of all, that next to the jetty, there were two dolphins, which they called dolphins, which were sections of pier, which were always there to one side. There were about, 30 yards west of where the jetty was. They were exactly the same as the sections of the jetty, which was four of these long and with link spans going between them. The two that were at the side didn't have links. But there's a picture which shows this big landing craft with the it was one of the very big ones with the big front doors open, and it's sitting there between the two dolphins and the jetty, and loading vehicles onto it. Now you can see the scaffolding, and that was the scaffolding I'm talking about. And that, they had to get on and put the scaffolding up to enable the troops to go onto the jetty to go onto these big landing craft to go off to D-Day, you see. So it's critical that they got it all working.